Cat faith. As a cat caught by the door opening on the perilous top shelf, red-jawed and raspberry-clawed, lets itself fall floorward without looking, sure by cat instinct it will find the ground where innocence is, and falls anyhow in a furball so fast that the eye misses the twist and trust that come from having fallen before, and only notices cat silking away, crime inconceivable, in so meek a walk. So do we let ourselves fall morningward through shells of dream. When libertine at dark we let the visions in, and the black window grotesques us back, our world unbalances. Many-faced monsters of our own devising jostle at the verge of sleep, as the room loses its edges and grows hazed and haunted by words murmured or by woes remembered, till, sleep dissolved, we fall, the known world leaves us, and room and dream and self and safety melt into a final madness where any landscape may easily curdle and the dead cry out. But ultimately it ebbs. Voices recede. The pale square of the window glows and stays. Slowly the room arrives and dawns, and we arrive in ourselves. Last night, last week, the past, leak back, awake. As light solidifies, dream dims. Outside, the washed hush of the garden waits patiently. And newcomers from death, how gratefully we draw its breath. Yet, to endure that unknown night by night, must we not be sure, with cat insight, we can afford its terrors, and that full day will find us at the desk, sane, unafraid, cheek shaven, letters written, bills paid?